Good morning. Good morning. All right. Mostly I just wanted to get your attention because it's about to happen. I want to give a big welcome. I'm Pastor Matthew. I'm the youth pastor here at Brandywine Valley Church. I want to give a big welcome to all of you that are here in person, as well as all of you that are joining us online. You may have already noticed, if you didn't know, that something seems a little different today. Maybe you're like, I didn't get the memo that this was the t-shirt I was supposed to wear. This last week, we had 138 students and youth leaders going, yeah. Go on mission trips to North Carolina, to Detroit, to Puerto Rico, and Belize. And today, we're gonna hear from half of those students. The other half already shared at the first hour. We live streamed it. If you missed it, you can go back and watch that video later and hear every kid's story. But what we're doing is we're having every single kid be the sermon today by answering two questions. What was their favorite moment from the trip, and what did God teach them this past week? And we're really excited to have them do it. Now, if you remember, I said there was a lot of us. There was 109 kids this week that went on mission trips, and half of them are gonna serve at this hour. And here's probably the most important thing to think about as this happens. You're going to feel the urge to clap after each kid. If you do that, we will be here till dinner. So what I want you to do is listen to the whole row, and after the last one speaks, that's when you can clap for the whole group that's on the platform for the sake of time. I'm excited. I can't wait for you to hear what our students are going to share with you. So I am going to pass over the mic in just a moment so we can hear from our North Carolina team. But before I do that, can I have everyone that was on the North Carolina team stand up? This was our largest team. It was led by Matt. He's part of our youth ministry staff here, Matt Spanakos. It's our 7th and 8th grade team. Let's get started.
Hi, my name is Maggie Bosma, and I'm 14 years old. I made so many amazing memories on the trip, but I would say that my favorite one is when we would all worship God together and sing songs, especially at the lake. One thing I think I learned about God was to walk humbly in my faith and serve him because I want to, not because I have to. A verse that I think really ties in with this is Micah 6:8. Love mercy and walk humbly with God.
My name is Tyler. I'm 14 years old, and this is my second missions trip. One of my favorite moments from the missions trip was getting to hang out with all the kids during VBS because they just brought so much energy, so much joy, and they were just a blessing to hang around and to have with us through Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday when we did VBS. Something that God taught me is patience, to have patience, because with the little kids and stuff, they were running around, they were super energetic, they were... They were just like crazy. They just had so much energy, and they just had so much joy, and they were just a huge blessing to hang around with. And I'm really glad I was able to go and hang out with everyone and have a great time.
My name is Jeremiah Fong. I'm a rising 9th grader, and this is my first missions trip. My favorite moment during the missions trip was when we did devotions, learning about Micah at the lake during a sunset. It was like really beautiful. It was extremely peaceful, and it was the best thing I could ever ask for. On the missions trip, God taught me that true strength comes through humility and love. As we serve, I realized that it wasn't about doing big things, but just being present, letting God work through simple acts of kindness. And that we all are doing this so that we can be with him eternally. And Revelation 22:14, blessed are those who wash their robes so that they may go through the golden gates of the city.
Hello, my name is Annika Montgomery, and I just finished 8th grade. My favorite moment on this trip was when we got to sing worship songs at Lake Waccamaw at sunset. We sang the songs as loud as we wanted, and the sunset view over the water looked beautiful. Something God taught me was to always talk to him throughout the day, because he will always answer in his perfect way. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, "Pray without ceasing." This verse encouraged me because whenever I was feeling overwhelmed with the kids at VBS, I would ask God for patience and control, and he would always answer me in his own way, perfect way.
Hi, my name is Rain. This was my first mission trip. I learned that God works through us no matter what. One of my favorite memories was worshiping every night, especially at the lake, because everybody was really into it. One special verse that I remember from the trip was Micah 6, verse 8, to love mercy and walk humbly. I learned this while helping out in the community because we were helping people with their food and stuff instead of letting them suffer and not have anything.
Hi, I'm Alex. This is my second missions trip. My favorite memory from the trip was when I went to Tabor City, which was one of our working locations, and I was cleaning off a super dirty door. When it was done, it was this beautiful pearly white color that you would never have guessed was the actual color. It reminded me that no matter how dirty we become from our sins, God can always see the beauty within us. On this missions trip, I learned that no matter how different as Christians we worship, we all worship the same God. I say this because when we went to church on Sunday, the worship and the service was very different from our church. But despite that, I knew we still worship the same God because I could feel the love from every corner of the church.
Hi, my name is Josiah Fong, and this was my first missions trip. Some memories I have is painting cabinets, swimming in the lake, and having bedtime stories that ended with a dad joke by Mr. Willie. A cherished memory that holds a special place in my heart is a simple yet profound experience, teaching the kids at VBS. Even though the kids didn't behave correctly, majority of the time, I had loads of fun playing with bubbles and balloons with the younger kids. As I worked, I was reminded of a powerful lesson that God taught me, the importance of keeping faith in him. Through this act of painting, I learned that even in the most ordinary moments, there's an opportunity to strengthen our faith and trust in the high power. Thank you.
Hello, I am Levi Anderson. I'm a rising 8th grader, and this is my first mission trip. My favorite part of the trip was getting to meet new people and making new friends, as well as getting to help those in need, whether it was painting a house, distributing food to people, or helping during VBS. These actions made me realize how grateful I should be for what I have. God taught me during this trip that some people who have close to nothing will still try to give everything to be with God.
All right. The other half of the North Carolina team can come up, as well as our worship team. Our worship team can get into position. While the rest of our North Carolina speakers join me on the stage, I want to ask you all to do something for me. A few weeks ago, I asked you all to fill out a survey because we're going to need to transition to 3 services in the fall, which is exciting because of all the growth that we've been experiencing as a church. And in that survey, we were asking how that would impact people if those 3 services were 8, 9, 30, and 11. We want to get some more data. We've been getting a lot of feedback from people. And so today's survey, you can either use the QR code. If you try to use a QR code with this many people, it might be better to turn off your Wi-Fi, use your normal data, because sometimes it can overwhelm. Or if you need a paper survey, just stick your hand up and one of our ushers will give you one. We need everyone to fill this out because we also want to see how would it impact our congregation if those service times were at 8:30, 10, and 11:30. And so we want to get some feedback just so that we can make a really informed decision on what is our best next step as we transition to 3 services. How are we going to still be able to minister to people while creating space at every hour for our guests and visitors that come and check out our church. So go ahead, we're gonna leave the QR code up there for a few minutes. It's really important we hear from as many people as we can, so please do that. If you do a paper survey, you can drop it in the offering boxes at the end of the service. And while you do that, I'm gonna hand over the mic to some of our North Carolina team members.
Hi, my name is Izzy Werfel, and my favorite memory from North Carolina was singing and worshiping at the lake. This moment was really important to me because I felt close with the Lord. Something the Lord taught me was that when you turn back to God, he will forgive you of your sins if your heart is in the right place.
Hi, my name is Gio Wild. This was my first missions trip. There were so many memories that I made, like going to the lake and the beach or the skits that we all had to make. But my favorite memory was probably going to Sonic at late at night. It was just such a fun experience, and I talked to so many people who I didn't think I would ever really talk to. But one thing that God taught me was to just be grateful for everything I have. Being in the town that we were in made me realize how fortunate I truly am.
Hi, my name is Abby, and my favorite part of this trip was when I met this boy at VBS, and he kept on saying, "Oh, I'm bored. Oh, this is boring." So when we were outside at games, we were playing Nine Square, and he got out, and he was a little mad. So I overheard someone saying that he did track, so instantly I'm like, "Oh, I did track too, but I bet I'm faster than you." And he took that as a serious challenge, like whole entire day racing me, like to prove that he was faster than me. And he was just smiling the whole time, like I helped him do that. Mm-hmm. What I learned from this trip was that we can never give up on someone because God never gave up on us. We must show constant love, compassion, and mercy to others.
Hi, my name is Sam. And this is my second mission trip. There were many funny moments, but my two favorite memories was when we dumped hot sauce in Isaac's Fanta at a burrito place, and he started like running up around and like sweating. And my second one was when we played football at Lake Waccamaw, and that was just fun, and no one could tackle me. And God taught me that little acts of kindness go a long way.
Hi, my name is Amaya, and I am going into ninth grade. My favorite memory was worshiping at the other church. It was really, everyone felt God moving. It was really great. I saw God working when he told me that if you're not serving where you necessarily want to be, God has a plan and he'll send you where you need to be.
What's up, guys? My name is Andrew Persing. This is my second mission trip. My favorite part of this mission trip was building friendships and like relationships with a kid at VBS. There's this one kid named Assad. Oh, he was a handful. Whether that was him jumping in the bucket of water, running around, and turning the lights off in the bathroom, it was a lot. But throughout the week, I could see him actually getting engaged and enjoying it. And one thing God taught me was that we all praise him in our own different ways. And the church we stayed at was, we were clapping and praising. It was really hot, but I just had a great time honoring and praising God.
Hello, my name's Lyle. I'm in eighth grade, or going to 10th, or ninth grade, 14. I gotta say my first favorite moment was probably during football at the lake. I absolutely destroyed Mr. Matt. Tackled him. It was fun. But I gotta say, my favorite moment was Mr. Matt giving me the opportunity to teach two lessons in a Bible study. And I felt like the whole time, I've never really talked too much about my faith. And I think that moment made me want to express my faith, not only to this church, but to as many people as I can. And I have a couple inspirations, like Matt, always teaching us, praising us. Eden, who worked countless hours at VBS and got, like, no breaks at all. And she still, like, was teaching the kids the motions to the Bible verses, all that. And I just think that it was inspiring and that I would do it again as many times as I want.
Hi, my name is Evan Price. And my favorite moment on the trip was when me and two of my friends went out one night and sang behind a building. And I felt like God was there with us. And something that God taught me was diligence, because when we were at Taper City, it was like hot and sweaty, and like even though it was hot, that doesn't mean we can't get work done. So, thank you.
Our ninth grade team was a mission team to Detroit. Would the Detroit team stand up? All right. And the half of you that are sharing this hour, go ahead and make your way up here. We've got a perfect spot for you right across here. Jake and Allison Brown, two of our volunteers and small group leaders, led the Detroit team. We're really grateful for them to take point on this group's amazing week. Kenzie.
Hello. Good morning. I'm Kenzie Thornton. This is my third missions trip. And something God taught me this trip was that God alone is my home, and that we are eternal beings, and we can't find home in temporary things, but we can only find home in an eternal God. And the best part of my trip, my favorite memory, was me and Lottie and Emma were looking through clothing and sorting them, and they were the cutest little girls' outfits. They were, I teared up, they were so cute. And it was just amazing because, like, near the end of our working there, the cutest little girl walked in with her mom, and she got to grab those clothes. And I just thought it was such a blessing, because we don't always get to see the fruit of our works, and God just blessed me with being able to see that. And just a verse that came to mind that was actually in the sermon that was taught was in Psalm 90, and it says, "Let your work be seen by your servants, and your splendor by their children. Let the favor of the Lord our God be on us. Establish for us the work of our hands." Yes, establish the work of our hands. And the favor of God is our hope, so ask for it.
Hi, I'm Charlotte. This is my third missions trip. My favorite moment was the grill walk, where we handed out free hamburgers and hot dogs to the neighborhood, and it was fun because I got to assemble them, I got to cook a few, and we got to hand out flyers too, and seeing the surprised and grateful look on people's faces just like made me happy. And how I saw God work was I learned that, like, on this trip, like, I realized more that, like, so many people care about, like, you and, like, me, like, more than you can ever know or realize.
Hi, I'm Keanu. This is my first missions trip. My favorite part was handing out free hot dogs and cheeseburgers to people in the neighborhood around Northline Church. This is where we stayed during our missions trip. And just going up to the car where everyone's cooking them, giving them back to people who asked for them, and just seeing their faces light up. And something God taught me is, if you have conflict with friends, you should resolve this like as quick as you can and talk with them, because if you don't, it will just keep piling up and eventually overflow and other bad things can happen.
Hi, my name is Aiden Keeler. My favorite part of the trip was also the girl walk. We got to meet a lot of nice people, and it was just great to hand out free food to them, especially if they have kids. Just, it was just great, and they were so happy. And something God taught me on this trip was, sometimes you can have deep conversations with your friends. You don't always just have to joke around.
Hello, Brandywine. My name is Ethan Johnson. This is my third missions trip. And my favorite moment on this trip was also the girl walk. It was just a moment. Me and Emma knocked on this one man's house, and he opened the door, and he was in a wheelchair, and his leg was amputated, and he looked like he was in a lot of pain. And we ended up having a long conversation with him and got him some food. But my favorite part was at the end of the conversation, we were able to pray over him. And I felt like so blessed that I was able to help this guy and just make his day better and show him the love of God. And something that God taught me ties in with my favorite moment is the power of prayer. I had some personal prayer requests going into the trip, and God answered all of them in different special ways, and I was so just happy to see that happen.
Hi, my name is Abby Lake, and my
This is my first mission trip. My favorite moment was probably when we went to the water park and I got to hang out with people who I didn't really know that well, like Jordan, one of our trip leaders, Maddie, and Ezra. And then what God taught me was to be patient when things don't go how they were originally planned to.
Hi, my name is Emma Werfel. This is my first missions trip. There were so many good parts to this trip. Like, I came home, like, reflecting on it, and, like, all of it was just so impactful and so fun. But my favorite part was probably going to the water park on our fun day. We went to Kalahari, and that was so fun. I got to walk around with so many different people, and, like, not just, like, people that I was really good friends with, but a lot of different people that went on the trip, so that was really fun. And something God taught me on this trip was you don't realize how much you impact the people that you go to, like, serve on the trip. And even when it's really hard to leave, you still made such an impact on their life. And I realized how much that was true was because we had some Praying Pelican leaders that were super nice, and it was really hard to, like, leave without, like, them, because they were, like, I only knew them for a week, but it was so great to get to know them. And during a Wednesday night service, the pastor said something that really, like, hit home for me, and it was sad. He said, "We'll see you. We might not see you again in this life, but we'll see you on the other side in heaven," which really got me, but it made me realize how much I really loved the people we were serving and how much of an impact they had on me and that we had on them as a team. So I think that was important.
Hi, my name is Ezra Oatfield. I was given a minute to talk. It's going to go over. Now, I had several fun moments on this trip, though it may not have been keeping our leader Phil awake by throwing balls at him in the middle of the night, or the countless amount of lost sleep that we got because of the endless conversations that we had at night. But my favorite part of this trip was definitely the boys' small group coming together and having just a moment of trust and being able to talk things out and just gaining so much trust and becoming so much more connected and hopefully continuing that throughout the summer. Something God taught me on this trip was definitely, like, getting out of my comfort zone. This trip was a lot more social than any other trip compared to my past 3 years. Rhode Island, speaking Spanish, couldn't really do anything there. This year, being able to go house to house, handing out flyers and talking to different people about your story and being able to hear their story and the amounts of change that church specifically had made in their life and then the neighborhood they were living in, and being able to witness that was phenomenal.
Let's have the Puerto Rico team stand up. And half of you can come join me up on the stage. When you come up here, let's do a row of seven, and then a row of six, and a row of half and half, something like that. The math will work out. Melissa Stein, who's been part of our student ministry staff for well over a decade now, led the Puerto Rico team and did an absolutely amazing job. All right. This kind of looks like three or four lines. Here's what we're going to do. Yeah, Mercy, you step up. Zach, step back. Clarence, your friend, you step back. Come here. I tried. All right. This is a line, and then you'll swap.
Good morning, Brandywine. My name is Gabriel Montgomery, and this is my second missions trip. One of my favorite memories from the trip was the worship. On Tuesday, we attended a youth service at a local church. We sang songs in both English and Spanish, and it was powerful to see that even though we didn't speak the same language, we are worshiping the same God. During our service days, I helped paint the home of a retired pastor. His house sat at the top of a mountain, which meant we could see the beauty of God's creation stretching out in every direction as far as the eye can see. In Genesis, God created the earth and called it good. Standing there on that mountaintop, I saw all the good he had made. Then I remembered that when God created man, he called us very good. And that's when it hit me. If everything around me that was already so beautiful was simply called good, and God created me and called me very good, then he must really deeply care about me. Thank you.
Hi, my name's Mercy Foster. This was my fourth mission trip. My favorite part was the worship night that we had with the youth at a local church we visited. We got to share highlights from our week, our favorite verses, and prayer requests. I found it beautiful how we could learn from each other through the translator, even though we are so culturally different. I got to lead everyone in worship, and we sang I Thank God. Everyone was jumping, and the locals had so much energy, even though they couldn't understand the lyrics. We went back and forth singing English and Spanish worship songs, and this moment was so spiritually impactful. I felt so much unity through God in the way we were all there to wholeheartedly worship God. The lesson God taught me from this experience was that unity in Christ is the only thing that matters. We were created to make bonds with all children of God, no matter our differences in race, ethnicity, age, or gender. Going somewhere foreign was eye-opening for me because it made me realize that anyone can have a relationship with God. We can all worship God in many different but powerful ways. With God, language is not a barrier, but a unifier.
Good morning, church. My name is Henry Davis, and I had the privilege of being on this team. My favorite part of the trip was getting to go to church on Sunday, and just getting to see their worship was so amazing and just awesome. Like, the unity that they all had with each other and with God was just so beautiful to see. And something God taught me was that, like, for service and worship, we don't have to, like, do anything extravagant. Like, God calls us to just come as we are. And I just think that was really beautiful. Like, on Monday when we had just arrived at our work site, my group had just arrived, we were painting the house of Pastor Ruben and Isabella. And Isabella stopped us and said, like, we didn't even have to paint. Like, just having us there was, like, even, or is, like, such a blessing to them. And it was just so encouraging to see.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Jasmine Kleineff, and this was my fourth missions trip. So my favorite part on this trip was going to church on Sunday because I've never, like, experienced, like, a different culture, and that was just so cool to be able to, like, participate and worship with them. And then, like, whenever they, like, sang worship songs, they were so, like, joyful and happy, and you could just see that they were so happy to gather together. And then something that I learned from God was this verse was introduced to me halfway through the week by someone, and it's 1 Corinthians 12:4-6, which is, there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. And there are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God at work. And that verse really impacted me because hearing, like, some of these stories, it's like there were so many moments, whether it came from singing and dancing in VBS or, like, doing landscape or, like, fixing generators. And it's just, like, shows me that, like, it's just so cool you can use these gifts on missions trips to help people. And yeah.
Hi, I'm Lilia, and this is my fourth missions trip. My favorite moment of this trip comes from Thursday when we were handing out food to people in the church's community. I went with a group to a house on a hill and it was gorgeous. In there lived a widowed woman named Lucia, who was around 80 years old. Lucia loved talking to us and we chatted with her for a good amount of time. Later, our praying pelican leader, Adi, told us how much older people in Puerto Rico loved to talk. What made this moment so special is what Lucia said. Lucia said that she had always been a Christian. She told us that she wasn't raised by Christian parents, but instead picked up on somebody praying each morning in her neighborhood and knew it had to be important. This interaction with Lucia showed me how God works in all sorts of ways. Something God taught me from this trip was to embrace the unexpected. I had a lot of expectations going into this trip, like plans for how the VBS would go and what each day would look like. But God had things even better in store. God worked in miraculous ways, and every unexpected situation turned out great thanks to him. I learned that fully putting my trust in God is hard, but worth it.
Hi, my name is Haley. Something God taught me is when God made the water and land, he called it good. But God made me and called me very good. So that means God loves you and me so much. One of my favorite parts of the trip was when there was a little boy at the VBS and he was taking a lot of pictures on Stephanie's camera and having a lot of fun.
Hi, my name is Jill Davis, and my favorite memory is playing games with all the kids at VBS and getting to experience the different culture in the church on Sunday. Something God showed me was that no matter how big or small a service project is, it is still so impactful. One of our Praying Pelican leaders, Christian, told us the first day that we were there for a reason and that even if what we did seemed not as important, we're doing it because someone else couldn't. Think about the people we're serving rather than the task itself. This really stuck with me throughout the whole week.
Hi, my name is Haley Kira, and this was my fourth missions trip. One of the most memorable parts of this trip for me was on the day we went to the rainforest, a bunch of us were standing on this big rock behind a waterfall, and I was yelling about my flip-flop, asking if anyone had seen it, and then I slipped down the rock, and I got a bunch of scrapes and bruises, and I sliced my toe open. But before we went, I was most scared that I would see a bunch of big bugs, so I would rather have, like, cut my toe open. I think that God kind of placed a hedge of protection around me so that I could enjoy it and all the beauty and glory that was there rather than being scared. And then something God taught me is even though there will be obstacles on the road to sharing your faith, such as language barriers, God will always find a way to work through you and make an impact.
Hello, my name is Sarah. This is my fourth mission trip. My favorite part of the trip was being able to paint the basketball court and then meeting the community and the kids that were going to be able to enjoy it. And something God taught me is that we can make our own plans and routines, but God has the ultimate plan for all of us.
Hi, my name is Timmy. My favorite part of this trip was definitely going into the rainforest and then going to the beach right after and eating Puerto Rican food on the beach. It was very good. And then something that God taught me was that no matter where you are, prayer really works. And the story behind this is on the first day of work, I was in one group, and then later that night, Miss Fraser had prayed about someone connecting with a kid who could speak English who was in the other group, and the next morning, I got switched into that group, and it was a VBS, and he was too old to be in the VBS, so when everyone else was doing the VBS, because I was like newly switched into the group, I was able to connect with him, and not only him, but about 10 other kids, and talk to them on a deeper level about faith, which was really cool.
Hello, my name is Zach McNutt, and I go to Clown College. I gotta say, there's too many good parts of this trip. My favorite part has gotta be playing silent football with our group, just the many fun games and the punishments for the people who lost. Another great part was when Timmy buzzed my head and said he would do me right, but he didn't. That's why I got this hat, to hide the atrocity. Something that God taught me on this trip actually started way earlier this school year. This past school year, I really struggled with putting my trust in God. I was always confused, getting angry at God because I didn't understand. And going into this trip, I went into it with no sleep the night before. I was very dehydrated for most of the trip, very cranky and tired. I lost my voice and had a really bad headache. But through it all, I finally learned to put my trust in God, to be able to have a good time and be able to serve the community. And through it all, God was just telling me, be patient. You don't understand now, but later you will. And it was just a really beautiful moment, being able to finally understand everything this past school year, just being able to finally put my trust in God.
Good morning, Brandy Wyatt. My name is Clarence Beck, going into 11th grade. This is my second mission trip. And my favorite part of this trip was when we painted Pastor, well, he's retired now, Pastor Ruben in Isabel's house. And they're a really nice couple. They gave us coffee and donuts during breaks. And what God taught me was on this trip was prayer is a powerful weapon, because a week before, Pastor Ruben injured his leg on the scaffolding while praying by himself. And I just think that he talked to God and just prayed for a group of young people like us to like finish what he started. And I think we answered his prayer.
Hey, Brandywine, I'm Eli. I see we're saving the best for last, so let's start off with that. So one of my favorite parts of this trip was not only the scenery, it was very beautiful there, but when our Christian, praying Pelican leader had given us his like backstory, and he had this scar that went along the side of his head, and he had told us that when he was young, he rode down a mountain, and I don't know why he would do that, and he hit a bump, and he went flying, and he went to a coma for a while, so they had to cut open the side of his head to stop the bleeding that was happening. Well, in the middle of this story, we're trying to pay attention to these Puerto Rican roads, because you don't want to go flying off the side of the mountain. That's not fun at all. But I missed what the Bible verse he had, but he had a Bible verse on a bookmark, and it was like his like way of like turning around, because after that, he had like rethought all of his decisions and was like, I should become more Christian. And the way he described it was, he said, it's like God gives you a pair of keys, and you go and you start up the car and start driving. You then drive off the road and crash it. He doesn't pick you up and start yelling at you. He picks you up, dusts you off, gives you a hug, and tells you to get back on your way. And it's just like, it's just very like, it's just, I don't know how to explain it, but it's like really nice to hear that. And it's like, it gives you like a new way of thinking, understanding what it was. One of my, something God taught me was, you've probably heard it already a bunch of times, but when we got there, Christian had told us that even if we do small things, it's always part of like a bigger plan, and it may not look like a lot to us, but it's a lot to the elderly people. So we had to go paint at Annabelle and Ruben's house, and we went there, and they're like, your presence is already enough. You don't need to do this. We're so happy you're here. And this house that they were painting was actually for missionaries who'd come in and go, and they wanted us to make it look nicer and like repaint it. So when we were there, we were painting the house and taking care of stuff, and they were cherishing us. They were giving us treats, snacks, everything like that. But it was just the fact that like even small things, while it may not look like a lot, because you might think that, oh, we need to like redo their entire house, but no, just painting is just enough for this couple to do.
All right, go ahead and go sit down. Go ahead and go sit down. My team was the Belize team, and I'm gonna ask the whole team to stand up for a moment. And half of you are joining me up on the stage now. Let's form two lines like the Puerto Rico team just did. Six in the front and everyone else behind. Really? All right.
Hi, I'm Naomi Brandt, and this is my second mission trip. My favorite memory from the trip was when we did food distribution and we passed out a bag of food to this woman named Irma, who worked at the school that we did VBS at, and we prayed over her. She spoke Spanish, so we couldn't really understand her, but she gave us all hugs and was very appreciative, and then she started showing us this picture book that she had, and we all just like stood around laughing at it without actually saying anything. Through that interaction, God taught me that he's able to show up and show his love in any situation, and it was just an example of how nothing can separate us from God's love, because despite the language barrier with Irma, we are still able to express God's love for us and our love for each other just through trying our best to communicate, and I just really felt God's love in that moment.
Hi, my name is Lily, and this was my first missions trip. My favorite memory was meeting a little girl named Amaya, who I had the sweetest connection with. She stayed by my side the entire week, giving me hugs anytime she saw me, asking people where I was, and always wanting to be in my group when she could. However, when it came to leaving on our last day of VBS, we were both pretty sad to say goodbye. So when all the BVC kids were walking to the bus outside of the school gate, she told me she wanted to stay near the bus to say bye, and the gate definitely did not stop her. She watched me get on the bus, looking to see where I would sit. We said goodbye over the fence through my bus window, waving and wishing this wasn't goodbye forever. Amaya ran as far as she could until the fence stopped her. This heartfelt goodbye taught me that if I could make such a deep connection with a 7-year-old girl, well, I was just 18 and brought up in an entirely different country and culture in just 3 days. I should strengthen my relationship with the Lord since I've had my entire life to do so, which was a great reminder shown by God.
Hi, my name is Macy Hinman, and this was my 5th missions trip. My favorite moment from the trip was the night we were literally under attack. In Belize, we saw a lot of wildlife, especially when it rains, because they would go inside. The last night at our camp where we stayed at, it was very rainy, and we were packing up all of our stuff, and my friend Ella Johnson, a few bunks down, started screaming and yelling, "It's a scorpion!" And after figuring out if it was dead or alive, which it was alive, we had all calmed down after it had been removed from the room, and we went back to packing. A few minutes later, we had found out that scorpions come in pairs. Not only pairs, but they can also climb. My poor leader, Miss Ma, found this out the hard way as she climbed up to her bunk while all the girls ran outside. While we were outside in the pouring rain, we also saw the 11th grade boys run outside in the middle of the night, screaming with truly no purpose. After about 15 minutes of Pastor Matthew, Josh Fung, and Willie Ma dissecting the bunk bed with a machete, both scorpions were killed. What God taught me from this trip was to remember serving is not for my own benefit. Even though I had truly been dreading going to Belize for months, the Lord humbled me and reminded me serving God is not for myself and how I feel, but it was for the kids we worked with at VBS, the families who we prayed for that had little to nothing, and the construction projects that would benefit people for years to come. Not only did I bring joy to communities through serving, but through that, the communities gave joy back to me.
Hi, my name is Ella Johnson, and this is my 5th missions trip. My favorite memory was on one of the first nights. We were sitting on one of the girls' bunk beds, and it was just a bunch of the girls. Like, we were all just, like, sitting there talking and stuff. And over the trip, there was something I'd been really upset about and struggling with, and I was talking about it with my friend Naomi. And she was just, like, encouraging me and reminding me that, like, God has a plan for me. And then a few nights later, I had another talk about the same thing with Miss Biasato. And she was just, again, just encouraging me and reminding me that God has a plan for me, which then ties into what I learned, which is that God has a plan for me. Like, his plan for my life is so much better than any plan that I could have for my life. And I need to just, like, fully trust him and just remember that, like, what he has in store for me is, like it's going to be amazing.
Hi, my name is Milani, and my favorite moment about the trip was when we would go to the church every single day, and we would just see how happy the kids were to see us during VBS, and just getting to build a relationship with them and, like, be able to talk to them about God. And my something that God taught me was to be humble and grounded with everything that you do, because most of the people that we saw during our trip, they were less fortunate than us, so it just shows that, like, all they needed was God in their heart to fill them, so.
Good morning, Brandywine. My name is Habib Abdulkader, and this is my first mission trip. So my favorite part of the mission trip was partaking in food distribution. We delivered essentials like flour, toilet paper, and sugar to families in need. I was nervous at first, but that all changed after meeting an 83-year-old man, surprisingly nicknamed Old Man. despite serious health issues and very unfortunate circumstances, Old Man still provides for his family and his children, and he remains very strong in his faith. His trust in God through hardship challenged me to reflect on my own faith and showed me just how powerful and grounding true faith can be.
Good morning, my name is Nate. My favorite part of the trip was being able to participate in the Belize Church's Youth Night. Being able to worship and connect with the youth of Belize was amazing. Something that God taught me or reminded me of was that every attempt to share the gospel is extremely valuable and that no attempt is ever wasted because all it takes is one seed in someone's life to save them and it'll grow and they will bear much fruit. So don't let fear of rejection stop you from saving a life.
I'm Silas Foster. This is my fourth mission trip. My favorite part of the trip was being on the crafts team for VBS. We did at the local school. Seeing our preparations come together in the midst of all the chaos caused by 150 kids was amazing to see. And the kids were so excited to do whatever craft we gave them. Some of them would ask me if we were coming the next day to do the same. And when I said yes, they were so joyful. So that was just refreshing to experience and so fun to build relationships with the kids. And then one thing God taught me was the value of positive and humble attitudes. Your mindset going into any situation can drastically change the fruit you produce from it. And this was clear for me personally on the trip. I felt the most fulfilled and content with how I served when I had an open mindset going into it. God taught me that I need to put my pride, my own plans, and my distractions away entering any situation, and that I need to come before him and ask him to work in me and through me in accordance to his perfect plan.
Hi, my name is Danny, and I'm going into my senior year of high school. I would say my favorite part of the trip was standing on top of the Mayan ruins with my boys when we ripped our shirts off and we took a photo. You know, looking back on this moment, I feel the unity and the friendship between all my boys, and I'm just so grateful for all of them. It's just like one of the best parts of my life that I get to spend time with them and just that we get to have such an amazing bond. And then something God taught me was that I need to put more effort into my relationship with Jesus because I realized that for a relationship to be successful, both sides need to do equal work. And I realized that I really haven't been putting in my work. I need to pray more, and I also want to get into the Word more. So that's what I'm going to do.
My name is Josh Fung. I'm a rising senior right now, and this is my third mission trip. One thing, or I guess my favorite part of the mission trip was me and Macy had the opportunity to pray over a woman in Spanish. I've been kind of working on my Spanish for a couple years now. This was a real blessing because she only really spoke that. And you could kind of see the emotion in her face as we were praying over her because we'd been able to kind of touch her heart like that, and I thought that was a true blessing. And this reminded me a lot of 1 Peter 5:6, which says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so he may lift you up when the time is due. And I thought, finally, my time is due during this week, that God was able to use me to help other people. I guess one thing that God taught me this week was kind of about my walk with him. I think a big challenge that I've been struggling with is where I am with my faith. I think that I've been thinking about it kind of like a ladder where, well, by the time I'm 20, I should be up to here. By the time I'm 30, up to here, so on and so forth. And I realized that life in itself, despite being short, is ultimately a marathon and that your relationship with God needs to kind of follow suit so that I don't necessarily have to have everything put together, but I should be facing in the right direction. And that as I keep going, growing closer to God, I'll be maturing in my walk with him. And that's really important to realize, and not that I'm going to hit a milestone each time and think of it kind of like a video game.
Greetings and salutations. My name is Noah, and there was a number of things that I really enjoyed about this trip. I mean, I'm just going to list a few off the top of my head. I mean, the VBS, the food distribution, you know, Shaw Roulette, late night, interesting conversation with the guys, Jarvis, you know, it was all just a blast, you know, a real fun time with the guys. And but something I really enjoyed was the construction, you know, the work projects, whether it was taking out a stump with 10 guys or trying to take down a tree without doing any cutting beforehand, which was silly, or painting or chipping away at this old house or being a stepladder for my friend. But it was all just really fun. I had a good time. I really enjoyed it. And something God taught me was actually, it was during the food distribution. I was walking with a friend, and he was telling me, he was like, man, I feel like I would be better doing construction right now. I don't really feel like God's going to use me. I don't feel like I'm in the right spot to really serve as I should. And then like 10 minutes later, you could see like the Holy Spirit took over him, and he was like, he was in it. He like led the prayer. He was asking all the questions and talking to these people, and you could just tell it was the Holy Spirit moving through him. So it's like God just taught me, like, God, like the Holy Spirit can just move people and use them in ways that you can't expect.
Hi, my name is Olivia, and I just graduated high school. This is my second mission trip, and on this trip, I met a kid during the second day of VBS. His name was Patrick, and he told me about how his parents were divorced, and he spoke about the difficulties of the situation and how it made him sad. Talking to him really hit home because there was an understanding between us. Patrick was hurting, but through that, he still had a fire burning for God. He trusted God, and his faith was strong regardless of the situation. This taught me how important it is to keep moving forward in your faith, even when it feels like the rest of your life is moving backwards.
All right, you guys can go sit down. Go sit down. All right. It's such a blessing to hear all of the things that God did and taught over the last week. And I want to make three thank yous before I turn the service over to Pastor Nate to close us out. Three big thank yous. The first one is, could I have all of the adult leaders stand up for a moment? We had, it took 29 leaders for 109 kids to go on these mission trips. 29 leaders to give up vacation time, to give up income, depending on their job, to give up time. And they were so generous with their love, with their patience, with their time and resources so that our students could have these experiences. And I'm so grateful to be in a church where we have such incredible volunteers that serve year after year and invest in our young people in such powerful ways. A second thank you is behind the scenes. Susan Baer, my administrative assistant, and Melissa Stein, who's been part of the student ministry staff here for so long, behind the scenes, they did a mountain of administrative work that started in the fall so that these 138 kids and leaders could go on these mission trips. And I will never know how much or what all they had to do behind the scenes for these trips to happen. Can we give the two of them a huge thank you? Finally, I know I keep cutting people off while they're clapping, but it's 11:32 and I'm hungry. finally, and I say this every year, but I really, you know, how can I say it in new or creative ways, just how much I appreciate being part of a congregation, part of a church that invests in young people in such powerful ways. You guys have been praying,
You've given financially. This was our biggest year yet, the most kids yet. And I wondered going into the year, like, are we going to be able to raise what we need to raise for all of these kids to have this experience? And you guys gave again and again. And I appreciate that so much. We appreciate that so much because what happens on this week is important, right? We do meaningful service. We have incredible experiences. We partner with churches in each of the places we went to. But the spiritual impact and the spiritual fruit that happens in our young people goes on all year. It impacts our small groups. It impacts our summer programming. It impacts our student quest. We see the fruit of this week all throughout the year, and we see it in the years to come as they continue to grow, as they look back at pivotal moments in their faith journeys with God that happen on these trips. And so we just want to thank you as a church for all the ways that you prayed and gave to invest in the spiritual lives of our young people. Thank you so much for doing that.
And lastly, our student ministry is so blessed to have a youth pastor like Matthew, who is... Matthew is all in for the Lord, and he's all in for the students, and he represents the Father heart of God so well to all of our students. And so we're just so grateful for all that you do to make these mission trips possible to Matthew.
Yeah, awesome. Great. All right, my job to close this out. A couple things real quick. Just can you praise God for all the work that he has done and the testimony that we just heard? Praise God. Guys in the back, if you could do me a favor and just put on the screen that QR code. I know many of us were really focused on the students and hearing their testimonies, and that's really important. And if you didn't fill this survey out, can you do it now? It is so important for us to get this data as we look to make decisions about our services going into the fall. So if you have not done that yet, please do it. We can also, if you have your paper survey, if you prefer that, you can also put in the basket on the door on the way out. One of the things I do every single time we have the students share is write down their testimonies and the things that God taught them. I'll be praising the Lord along with you. Your testimonies teach me and help me be a better pastor and a follower of Christ. So I'm going to be praising the Lord and praying that God continues to use all the things that he's taught in your life to help you to persevere and build a resilient relationship with Jesus Christ. So why don't we close? Why don't we stand up and close our service together? Heavenly Father, we want to thank you. Today is a day of celebration. We celebrate the God who is a universal God, a global, a cosmic God, that you work through these students around the country and around the world, over all kinds of different barriers of age and language and ethnicity and background, Lord, and you use all of these things to bring about your good and your glory through the gospel, through the love of Christ in hands and feet. Lord, everything that you used these students to accomplish, may that bear much fruit. Everything that you did in these students, Lord, may your word not return void. May it grow and cause them to continue to grow in their faith so they would have a lifelong, resilient faith in Jesus Christ. We thank you for what you did today. Encourage us as we go out these doors to reach the world right in our community with the gospel, the demonstration, the declaration of the gospel of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.